Carrie's Couch. Carrie's Couch.
On Carrie's Couch today, I am really excited because I got this book. It's not inside, it's on top. Gave it a read and was so just incredibly excited to be able to speak to this author. And on Carrie's Couch today, I welcome the wonderful Kanya Mchali. Hello, Kanya.
Hi, Carrie. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for being on Carrie's Couch. Before we even get to the book, let's get to know a little bit about the woman behind this book. Kanya, where were you born? Kind of where did you grow up?
I was born in Johannesburg and I grew up in various areas of Johannesburg. So I was born in Katlehong and stayed there for a bit and then moved to Soweto and then moved to Midrand and kind of just hovered in different areas. But yeah, I'm mainly Joburg based.
And the idea of writing, is that something that you've always just been passionate about? Because I mean, you are a journalist and you've got your MA. Did you plan on writing this book or is it something that came to you in the throes of lockdown or what happened here?
So I have been writing for some time, but I started doing it professionally when I decided to do my MA, which was in 2015. And then the idea for the book, I'd had it for some time. I had wanted to use TV adverts as a way to discuss our very recent history as South Africans. And it just so happened that in 2019, I was approached by an editor at Tafelberg, which is my publisher, who asked if I would be interested in writing a book. And so I just pitched this idea to her, not thinking that it would actually go through. And it got commissioned and I began writing it during lockdown, which was really difficult and wouldn't advise at all.
Yeah, I can imagine.
That's kind of how it came about.
Well, this is the thing, is that some people just baked their way to near obesity over lockdown. You wrote a book. Again, before we even get to the contents of the book, the actual writing of a book, like where does one start? I mean, you're saying someone approached you and said, would you write this? But in your process, where does the book begin? Is it a journal of notes? Is it you just sit at the computer and go, kind of like Sex in the City-esque? How does it happen?
Well, first, I procrastinated a lot.
Good. Yeah.
Great start. Because usually, as much as lockdown did help remove the distractions, it was also difficult because it shut down a lot of avenues that I was hoping to take. So I was planning on doing a lot of in-person reporting. You know, I had this vision of meeting all the sources and, you know, whipping out my tape recorder and my notebook, but I never got the chance to do that. Everything was conducted online. And then there was the case of accessing information, which was difficult because sometimes libraries would be shut down or they'd only be open on certain days. And I couldn't speak to certain businesses because they'd gone into business rescue. So it really complicated the reporting and research side of things. But I tried to really find interesting ways of getting around that. So whether it was taking a different approach to writing a piece, you know, writing from a first person perspective, or really just making it more observation based. Those were the ways in which I tried to write around the problems. But yeah, a lot of note taking, a lot of just really trying to find really inexpensive ways of accessing archives, because that was also very difficult. Usually advertisers get rid of their archives, or sometimes businesses want to charge you a hefty amount to access their archives. So yeah, it was difficult, but I tried to find a way to get the book out.